Welcome to the Norwegian Christmas Service. Today, you will learn about Norwegian Christmas traditions, hear the Christmas gospel in Norwegian, and sing Norwegian Christmas songs. We will begin with the lighting of the Advent candle.
Vårt første lys vi tenner, og styrer mot det blå. Vårt første lys vi tenner, Guds sønn vi venter på.
Vårt annet lys vi tenner, for Jesus gjør vi det. Vårt annet lys vi tenner, snart får vi stjernen se.
Hi, my name is Karen Anna Eggen, and I am from a small town in Norway called Snåsa. Some of you might know about this place, since it's the birthplace of one of St. Olaf's founders, Bernt Julius Moos, who immigrated to the United States in 1859. In Snåsa, there are two main Christmas traditions that I especially remember from my childhood. One is the outdoor Christmas market, where you can buy different Christmas items, such as handmade candles, miniature nisse figures, and decorative bundles of wheat. Nisse would be a type of Christmas elves resembling Santa. Each part of my town usually has a Christmas festival where there is a huge Christmas tree that we walk around while singing Christmas songs. During this festival, Santa will appear, handing out Christmas presents to the children, usually containing chocolates or mandarins. At both of these events, we also usually eat porridge with cinnamon, butter, sugar, and we also drink a hot spice drink called gløgg. For many Norwegians, the tradition of Advent is very important, both as a reminder of that Christmas is approaching, but also because it is a time of reflection. On each of the four Sundays leading up to Christmas Eve, it is a tradition to gather with family and friends and light a candle each week for the Advent wreath. Just like we have just done at the beginning of this service, we say a verse as we light each candle. Each candle and verse represents the themes of longing, happiness, hope, and peace. Preparing for Christmas takes a lot of planning. Different types of cakes and cookies needs to be made. The house needs to be cleaned, and the Christmas dinner needs to be prepared. Traditionally, we are supposed to have at least 7 different types of Christmas pastries, including kransekake and peppersnip. For dinner, my family usually eats pork ribs, sausages, and homemade meatballs with potatoes, carrots, mashed peas, sauerkraut, and brown sauce. For dessert, we usually have cloudberry cream and something called kransekake. One of the best pre-Christmas traditions that I remember is the julekalender, or the Advent calendar. Each morning, my sister and I would run down to the kitchen to open a new package from the Advent calendar, which usually contained a chocolate or a small gift. During the month of December in Norway, they usually show a Christmas children's show on TV every day leading up to Christmas. And in the evening, I would watch a new episode of the Christmas show that usually involved red or blue Santas, or nisser. This Christmas is going to be special for me, not only because I'm returning from a foreign country to be with my family, but also because it is the last Christmas my family and I will have together, just with my parents and my siblings. New family members will be joining soon, which is something all of us either have or will experience. I know I will enjoy my Christmas meal on Christmas Eve with my family, while Christmas songs like Jeg så glad hver julekveld play in the background, the fireplace is lit, and the snow is covering the ground outside. So now, during the next song, Her kommer dine arme små, we will be decorating the Christmas tree in traditional Norwegian style, with Norwegian flags, heart baskets, and white lights. And students will pass out Norwegian heart baskets to the congregation, and you're invited to come forward and put yours on the tree beside the altar.
My name is Olav Sørvik Eken, and I come from Lørenskog, a suburb of Oslo, the capital of Norway. When Christmas comes in Norway, each family has its own traditions and routines. The differences may depend upon where you live, where your family is from, or you may do as you do because you feel like that is how it has always been done. I will now share with you my typical childhood Christmas. The 24th of December, Julaften, is the main day of Christmas in Norway. I would wake up between 8:30 and 9 because there would be a lot of things to do. The first thing we would do would always be to drive to the cemetery where my mother's brother, who died of leukemia at the age of 10, lies, and light a candle by the grave. This may seem depressing, but I find it valuable to reflect on a day like Christmas, and it feels good to celebrate Christmas knowing that no family member, living or dead, is forgotten. Then my father and I would drive to my grandparents, pick them up, and drive back home. We would get back home between 11 and 12, just in time to see the 1973 Czechoslovakian version of Three Nuts for Cinderella end. Then my sister and I would watch a Norwegian movie called Reisen til julestjernen, or The Journey to the Christmas Star, while my parents prepared the food and talked to my grandparents. These two movies mentioned only air on the 24th of December and are therefore two of the movies most strongly associated with Christmas in Norway. After the end of The Journey to the Christmas Star, I would sit down for some time and chat with my grandparents, which I always liked. Then we would all, except for my parents, who somehow always had something they had to do, watch Donald Duck's Christmas, a collection of short Disney Christmas classics. Following the Disney classics, I changed to get ready for church, which was at 4 p.m. The service ended so that we would get out at 5 p.m. to hear the church bells chime, which is done all over the country, marking that it is officially Christmas. Then we all walked home and finished the last preparations before dinner, like placing the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Then, after we had a selection of Norwegian Christmas foods, such as meatballs, currants, and potatoes for dinner, we took the presents out from underneath the Christmas tree and opened them. Yes, in Norway the presents are opened on the evening of the 24th. We spent a long time opening the presents, and the scene would gradually transform into a group of family members talking and checking out the presents received. After all the presents had been opened, coffee, soda, and Christmas cookies would be served. After this last meal of the evening, the guests would gradually begin to leave, and my little sister and I would eventually go to bed. I would typically look at the clock right before I turned off the light and see that it was between 1:00 and 1:00. I would always feel very happy, yet slightly sad that it was now 364 days until Christmas.
Dette hellige evangelium står skrevet hos evangelisten Lukas i det andre kapittel og begynner med det første verset. Please stand. Det skjedde i de dager at det gikk ut befaling fra keiser Augustus om at hele verden skulle innskrives i manntall. Denne første innskrivning ble holdt mens Quirinius var landshøvding i Syria, og alle dro av sted for å la seg innskrive hver til sin by.
Josef dro der fra byen Nazaret i Galilea opp til Judea, til Davids by Betlehem. Siden han var av Davids hus og et, for å la seg innskrive sammen med Maria, sin trolovede, som ventet barn. Og mens de var der, kom tiden da han skulle føde. Hun fødte sin sønn, den førstefødte, svøpte ham og la ham i en krybbe, for det var ikke plass til dem i herberget.
Det var noen gjetere der i nærheten som var ute og holdt nattevakt over sønnene sine, med stod en Herrens engel foran dem, og Herrens herlighet lyste om dem. De ble meget forferdet, men engelen sa til dem, «Frykt ikke, jeg kommer til dere med bud om en stor glede, en glede for hele folket. I dag er det født dere en frelser i Davids by. Han er Kristus, Herren, og dette skal dere ha til tegn. Dere skal finne et barn som er svøpt og ligger i en krybbe. Med var engelen omgitt av en himmelsk hærskare som lovpriste Gud og sang, «Ære være Gud i det høyeste og fred på jorden, blant mennesker som har Guds velbehag.»
Herren velsigne deg og bevare deg. Herren la sitt ansikt lyse over deg O vare dig nåde. Herren lufte sitt åsyn på dig, og gi dig fred. Amen.